November 11th, pulses with archetypal significance. There's a threshold moment when the numerological sequence itself becomes a gateway. This isn't a metaphor, it's mythic architecture. The date carries a vibrational code 1111, a pattern that signals initiation, awakening, and a cosmic alignment. The Leo moon squares the Scorpio sun today, creating friction between what you feel and what you know on a deeper level. This tension between expressive fire and emotional undercurrents, between your passion and heart and your strategic depths. If something feels off kilter, it may be your soul asking for rebalance. The discomfort is productive. It reveals where old emotional patterns need breaking, where authentic self-expression has been suppressed. The strategy isn't suppression. Don't fight the current. Remain calm and observant. Let these intense energies ebb and flow around you. Trust in your core vitality to see you through. Can you speak your truth without burning bridges? Can you feel the sting without losing your center? Balance your solar and lunar energies today, your creative sovereignty, Leo, and your transformative power, Scorpio. You're not here to bypass discomfort, you're here to transmute it. While everyone else is fixating on that Mercury, we're experiencing something far more significant. Five planets retrograde simultaneously. This is the universe sending an unmistakable signal. Pause, reflect, recalibrate. Pushing forward aggressively now will feel like wading through the mud. Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces retrograde sits at the final degree of its sign, a critical culminating point. Dreams and illusions dissolve at the edge of endings. Spiritual boundaries clarify. What false narratives are finally releasing their grip on you? Is your mind playing tricks on you? Shout out to Ghetto Boys. Uranus at 29 degrees Taurus also occupies that faded last degree. The revolutionary shifts in your values, finances, and sense of stability are completing their cycle. Sudden breakthroughs emerge not as disruptions, but as integrations of lessons already learned. These two planets form a sextile with each other, a harmonious 60-degree angle that creates a bridge between spiritual awakening Neptune and grounded innovation Uranus. This is a wonderful creative aspect that offers opportunities for both spiritual and creative activities to flourish. You may find yourself feeling in tune with yourself and the world during this transit. Opportunities to stretch your wings creatively arise naturally. There's an invitation here to spend time with nature, to absorb the beauty of surroundings, and to recharge your batteries. The sextile makes the intense completion energy of these 29 degrees planets feel less like endings and more like a creative breakthrough waiting to happen. The 29 degree itself carries numerological significance, news, a chronicle. This degree marks where stories are told, where the narrative of what has been gets chronicled before the next chapter begins. Both Neptune and Uranus at this degree suggest that important news or revelations about your spiritual journey and material values are being written into your life's chronicles right now. On this 11/11 portal day, the universe is documenting your transformation. Mercury in Sagittarius, retrograde, rethink your beliefs, big picture plans, and how you communicate your truth. Saturn at 25 degrees Pisces, retrograde, review your spiritual structures, responsibilities, and inner discipline. Jupiter at 25 degrees, Cancer, exalted, retrograde, reconsider what emotional security and nurturing truly means to your growth. This isn't about surface movement, it's about mythic revision. What stories are you still telling that no longer serve? What truths have been buried beneath the noise? the gift. Saturn trine Jupiter at 25 degrees. Amidst the retrograde swirl, a rare and stabilizing alignment emerges. The Saturn at 25 degrees Pisces and trine to that Jupiter at 25 degrees Cancer. This is a water-to-water trine, emotional death meeting spiritual wisdom. Jupiter is exalted in Cancer, meaning it's at its most powerful, magnifying themes of emotional security, nurturing, and home. This is cosmic grace, grounded expansion through emotional intelligence and spiritual maturity. You can create a fortunate balance between fun and work, dreams and reality. Shoulder your responsibilities while embracing opportunity for expansion. This aspect enhances your judgment, giving you decisions potential for long-term success. You can tap into your own wisdom, the kind earned through emotional experience and spiritual maturity. Business dealings may prosper, especially those rooted in care, nurturance, or emotional resonance. Creative visions may find form through feeling rather than force. You have both the spiritual blueprint, Saturn in Pisces, and the emotional abundance, Jupiter exalted in Cancer. The only danger is complacency. Don't take this supportive energy for granted. Let opportunity slip away. Wise and considered action is the mantra. You are the architect today. What will you build? The numbers themselves speak. 1, impulse, passion, ambition. The spark of initiation. The energy of new beginnings amplified fourfold. Raw individual drive asserting itself. 11, discord, offense, deceit. The master number shadow side, heightened sensitivity, spiritual tensions, potential misunderstanding. This is the duality that drives awakening, illumination through challenge. 1000, mercy, charity, sympathy. The higher octave of compassion. A call to expand your heart beyond self-interest to see the larger human story. 4, solidarity, strength, power. When you sum 1 + 1 + 1 + 1, you get 4, the foundation beneath the flame. The grounded structure that holds everything together. From raw impulse, 1, through shadow confrontation, 11. Ascending through mercy, 1000. Into embodied strength, 4. You're walking this path today, not metamorphically, but ritually. This 1111 doorway offers specific invitations. Acknowledge the tension. If you feel internal conflict, that's the Leo Scorpio square catalyzing growth. Use it as fuel for transformation. Honor the pause. 5 retrograde planets are not obstacles, they're wisdom keepers. Focus on reviewing, dissolving illusions, and rethinking values. Action will be more effective after integration. Leverage your wisdom. The Saturn-Jupiter trine supports one thoughtful, balanced decision that honors both duty and dreams. Make it count. Set powerful intentions. As the 1111 portal day, the veil thins. Meditate. Clearly state what you wish to begin or to call into your life. The number 1 provides the spark. The number 4 builds the structure. The master number 11 manifests as discord or insight. Your awareness determines the outcome. This day is not for forcing outcomes or chasing magic. It's about embodying it. The universe isn't asking you to have perfect clarity or charge forward. It's asking you to align with the cosmic currents, balancing tension with reflection, action with contemplation. The retrogrades whisper, don't rush. The Leo moon square asks, honor your emotions while maintaining discernment. Jupiter Saturn promise, opportunity is present, but only for those who move with intention. you're invited to step through this portal, not with force, but with awareness. Ground yourself, observe the waves, trust the timing. This is a day of heightened energy and potential awakening. The 1111 code signals alignment, a wake-up call from the universe. Bling bling, are you gonna answer the call? A gateway to manifesting thought into reality. But the deeper work is internal. Can you remain grounded while the world shifts? Can you embody clarity amid chaos? Yes, but only if you honor the inward turn. Step into a more aligned version of yourself. The portal is open. If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. If you want to show your appreciation, send your boy a tip. I am Astrology Readings. PayPal, Venmo, Cash App. This is Paul Heath with I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy.